Money FM 89.3. Best of Drive Time. Culture Club.
Money FM 89.3. Good afternoon. It is Drive Time. I'm Elliot Dankert. It's time now for Culture Club. The Singapore Heritage Fest 2023 returns with its 20th edition this month, presenting two refreshing new themes, namely Singapore's sporting heritage and public transportation history. Now, festival goers can expect to be immersed in 4 weekends of over 80 exciting programs, which will take them on a journey of exploring the lesser-known stories concerning the evolution of Singapore's sports and public transportation scene. These are two prevalent yet commonly overlooked aspects of our daily lives. Now, these programs include guided trails, hands-on workshops, exhibitions, film screenings, and a whole lot more, with some specially organized in celebration of significant national milestones, talking about SBS Transit and Sport SG's 50th anniversary, the Singapore Sports Museum's 40th anniversary, or even the 35th anniversary of the launch of the MRT system, as well as the National Heritage Board 30th anniversary. So we're going to find out about these refreshing themes for SHF 2023. On the line with me is Kazim Karim, who is festival programmer, Singapore Heritage Fest. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks. Thank you so much for having me here.
I understand you're on site right now. It must be quite exciting. Tell me a little bit more about the Singapore Heritage Fest.
The Singapore Heritage Fest is the National Heritage Board's annual signature outreach event. And through each edition, we hope to invite Singaporeans from all walks of life to uncover less-known stories about history and also heritage. So for the festival, we work closely with individuals, groups, and also communities to see how we can co-create and co-develop programs and offerings for the public to enjoy. Essentially, really, our main aim is to uncover less-known stories and also showcase people the different ways they can enjoy Singapore's heritage. So this year marks the 20th edition of the festival, and we are continuing to provide both on-site and online experiences with yearly themes that focus on different aspects of the Singapore's heritage. And as you've mentioned earlier, we'll be celebrating the NHB's 30th anniversary, and as part of 2023, we can't wait to share all the programs with our viewers.
I'm quite excited about it myself. It's like social studies never ends, right? Let's do a bit of a report card, if you don't mind. Because it's your 20th anniversary this year, what would you say are some of the milestones that SHF has achieved? I mean, your perspective of some of the good points over the past 20 years.
So the festival has evolved quite a bit over time since 20 years ago when we had the first edition. I would say one of the milestones is organizing our first ever digital edition in 2020 during the COVID season. Mm. And I think it's really interesting how all the community partners continue to work with us and think creatively in terms of how we can present programs. So a lot of digital programs, a lot of online trails, and I was quite pleased at the turnout and the people participating in it as well.
Yeah, it must have been quite interesting. And this year, the themes chosen are Singapore's sporting heritage and public transportation history. Not something you think about every day, but what was the process like in choosing these themes? Quite interesting.
Because the whole idea behind the festival is to make heritage relatable, and it is actually part of our everyday life, you know, taking transportation and playing sports also. So it is important for us when we think about the themes, it should be something relatable, relevant, and serve as a common ground between Singaporeans across different races and ethnicities. So when we selecting the theme for this year, we realized that, hey, those two themes are prevalent in almost every Singaporean's life, be it in just participation or just insight. So we wanted to use this as a connection. And I guess the theme that ties it both together is really heritage that keeps us moving. Yeah.
Actually, what was it like putting all of it together? Did you have to work very closely with, for example, Sport SG or the various MRT operators in that sense?
Definitely, we work very closely with LTA, Sports SG, because there's quite a number of programs that we are co-organizing with them, for example. And LTA, we actually have two guided tours. One is to the bus depot, another is to the train depot. But unfortunately, both programs are sold out.
Wow.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we do have quite a number of like trails, tours, and workshops. And there's something for everyone, I would say.
Yeah, tell us about some of these special programs that have been incorporated into this celebration.
So as part of the 20th anniversary, I'm actually on site, and tomorrow we are organizing our first ever festival symposium. It's called Festivals for the Future, okay. What Makes a Heritage Festival. So we are getting all the different community members from all the different festivals to come and share their experience. You can also hear from them, and some of these representatives include the My Community Festival, Ho Ye Festival, Eurasian Association, and more. At the same time, tomorrow we'll also be having a showcase of these community festivals. So they'll be setting up a booth from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the National Museum of Singapore outside the Gallery Theatre, so people can just chat with them and find out a bit more regarding the motivations behind each of these different festivals also.
Yeah, you guys, of course, also tying in National Heritage Board's 30th anniversary, something you mentioned at the start. So for that one, what are some of the programs there?
One of the programs we have is this annual home ground installation at the National Museum of Singapore. So we, for this, it's actually an installation that is inspired by the heritage trails that the NHB has done over the past few years. It's the top 10 heritage trails. So these heritage trails are popular for both NHB and SHS. And we work closely with local artist designer, Sadiq Manso. And we are bringing visitors on a journey to these different heritage trails. It's a very Instagram-worthy, TikTok-worthy experience because it's very vibrant. And we'll be showcasing like 5 fun facts and hopefully get people to be interested and start exploring these heritage trails on their own.
Yeah, I'm at your website. I like some of the retro feel that it has to it. And it is happening all the way till the 28th of May, the Singapore Heritage Fest. How do I get tickets? Is it all just online? I find out the program there and then I sort of make my way because it's at different sites in Singapore, right?
Yes, that's right. So the main portal that you can go to is sgheritagefest.gov.sg. All the programs are there. All the videos that we have are all there. Yeah.
Let's talk about moving forward. I mean, where do you see the future of the Singapore Heritage Fest? I mean, what else do you guys want to achieve here?
Wow, that's a very good question because I would say that the symposium will be able to address that. Yes, because that's when we really get all the community festivals to also share what are their thoughts. And potentially, maybe after this, I can give you a better summary. But to be honest on my end, I think it's really seeing how the festival can continue to work with more communities to see how we can best tell the stories, because it's really less about telling the national narrative, but getting people to step up and have them to also contribute and create their own memories with heritage.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, like, and just out of my curiosity, how soon do you start planning for like next year's festival, or is there a 5-year plan or that sort of thing?
We do have a 3-year plan where we start looking at all the different national milestones and looking at some of the initiatives by NHB itself. So we usually try and start it at least a year ahead.
Right.
So once this festival ends, we are already starting planning because we already know what the theme next year is. And
Can you share the scene for next year or not? Or is it a secret?
I'll share with you at a later date.
No, you see, the reason I asked that, Kazim, is of course I have a plot twist here. I mean, it's all about heritage, national heritage and things like that. So where does radio factor into that? I think I can be part of a symposium or a guest speaker.
Interesting. Okay, I think I sense a potential collaboration coming up.
Right. Okay, well, I've done my job for today. But, you know, okay, so jokes aside, right? It's not easy being a festival programmer. I can only imagine that Singapore has this narrative where there are even art festivals and whatnot, right? How do you keep a festival fresh?
Okay, because on our end, we have different themes each year. So I think it's really interesting that we get to talk to different partners, like what you mentioned earlier. This year's theme is on public transportation. So we start chatting with all the transport operators and all the different spots. And for us, really, I think for this year's festival, we have some really community collections that are being brought forward. Tomorrow, we actually have a showcase of a community partner, Matthew Tay, one of the youngest bus driver. He's actually bringing up his collection of like old bus signs and all related memorabilia. And I think it's really working with those who are starting to get interest in heritage, especially the younger generation. I think that's what keeps the festival fresh, and that's what keeps the festival exciting as well.
Yeah, you bring up that really key point, right? The younger generation and getting them interested. Do you guys work with schools as part of, you know, some form of an outreach?
Yes, definitely. We curate programs and we collaborate with them. Wow. For example, for tomorrow's symposium, we are working closely with NUS Master of Arts and Cultural Entrepreneurship Program. They'll be presenting something, and also NTU History Society. So for this, we believe really in working closely with the younger generation, because we also want to make heritage relevant. I think that some people might think that heritage is something from the heritage and history is the same, but to be honest, heritage is something that continues to grow, something that you continue to practice every day. And when working with the younger ones, I think it's really trying to shift the mindset that, hey, heritage can be relevant. Like, for example, hawker culture, right?
Yes,
it's something
that
you do every day. So,
It's that fine line, right? Because you can, it's on one hand, you can say someone is educated, sure, but the real value is when you can say, well, you're not just educated, you are cultured as well. And that's where heritage comes into play.
Definitely.
I've been speaking with Kazim Karim, who is festival programmer for Singapore Heritage Fest. Kazim, appreciate your time today. Take care and have a great weekend ahead.
Thank you. See you around.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.